I'd like to welcome you back to Old Daf and Practice Series. A few years ago, in New York, there was a terrible blizzard. There was a crazy snowstorm. And unfortunately, there was a chassan and kala that were supposed to get married on that Sunday night, but the chassan was from out of town, and his flight was canceled. And when it became clear that the chassan would be unable to make it to New York in time for the wedding, both sides got together and they rescheduled the wedding for later on in the week. The question that came up was, does the kala have to restart counting Zayinikim? She had already gone to the mikvah, she already counted her Zayinikim and gone to the mikvah. The question was, does now that they pushed it off require her to restart the Zayinikim? Now, the Gemara on the bottom of today's daf, Samach Vav Amud Aleph, teaches us the halacha of Dam Chimur. The Gemara says, Amar Rava Tavua Linase. If a woman was proposed to Venisaius and she accepted the proposal, she has to count Zayinikim because there is a concern that this emotional experience of a woman accepting to get married would trigger her period. But it would seem that this halacha is not relevant for our scenario because in our case, granted she had a proposal and she accepted to get married, but that was a while ago. And even if there was a concern for such dam chimut, for such emotions to trigger her period, she had already counted Zayinikim from that point in time. But the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideh Simen Kuf Tzadi Beis Sif Gimel says that in Dachu Hanesuin Machmas Eza Siva, if there was some reason why a wedding was pushed off, Achol Pisha Yoshua Zayinikim, even if she had already counted Zayinikim, still Tzicho Lachzer V'leishe V'shiv Nikim V'litzbol, she has to restart counting the Zayinikim and go to the mikveh again, Kishi Yisfashu Lassus Nifsun, where they make up on a date that they should get married. So the question is, in this case, there was a snowstorm, the chassan's flight got canceled, so they had to delay the wedding. Does the woman have to restart counting Zayinikim? Does this halacha of a delaying of the wedding require this woman to restart counting Zayinikim? The psak given to this woman was that in fact she does not need to be concerned for Dam Chimud, and she does not need to restart counting Zayinikim. And the reason for this psak is that there's a limitation for this halacha. This halacha, the Shulchan Aruch writes that if you delay the wedding, you have to restart counting, is only if the wedding was pushed off indefinitely. If there was a concern, if the kala had a valid concern that perhaps in fact they wouldn't end up getting married. And therefore the halacha is that if they make up, because she is fashu, and they make up and they decide that they will get married, they set up a date in order to get married, there's a concern that that's considered a new proposal. There's a new dam chimun. There are such emotions are re-triggered because now the kala decides, oh, now I'm finally going to get married. But in this scenario, where they were supposed to get married Sunday night, they pushed off the wedding to later on in the week. The kala never thought that perhaps they wouldn't get married. There was never a point in time in which the kala was concerned maybe this wedding wouldn't happen. And therefore, when they decide on the date, there isn't this new emotion, there isn't the new dam chimun.